Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Tzadi Gimel Omer Aleph. We're in the third volume of Mishnah Berurah, getting close to the end of the third volume, and we, Emir Tzashem, are going to finish up Simen Shin Mem Aleph today. We began Simen Shin Mem Aleph yesterday, which deals with Hataras Nedarim on Shabbos, by telling us that you're only allowed to be Matir Neder on Shabbos if it's something that is Litzorech Shabbos, or we said if it's Litzorech Mitzvah. So, for example, if a person said that they're not going to eat or drink on Shabbos, so he said anything that has to do with Shabbos, any type of Onik Shabbos, one is allowed to do Hataras Nedarim for such a neder on Shabbos. And this is true, we said, the very top line of the Mechaber, Afal pi shehayu lo pinai latirum kol dema Shabbos. Even if there was plenty of time for the person to have done Hataras Nedarim before Shabbos, even though he did not do so, it is still considered something that you can do on Shabbos. However, the Mechaber continues, and he brings down, Aval habal yochol lohofer nidre ishto, afilu she'enam l'tzorech ha-Shabbos. As opposed to, we have hataras nedarim by a chachamim, you have something called haforas nedarim. A husband is able to be mefer his daughter's nedarim. So a father can be mefer his younger child's girl's nedarim. So too, the husband can be mefer the wife's nedarim. But there are different dinim between hataras nedarim and haforas nedarim. A beis din can do it on anything in terms of time, even if it's been a neder that was made weeks ago, months ago, years ago, basically can go and be matir neder. And that neder is uprooted from the moment it was made, lemafreya. However, a husband is only allowed to be made for his wife's nedarim on that same day. We'll see, the Mishnah Berurah will discuss what do we mean that same day. It means that calendar day, that Hebrew calendar day. So if it's 5 minutes after the day starts, then you have 23 hours and 55 minutes to be made for the neder. If it's 5 minutes before the day ends, then you have only 5 minutes to be made for the neder. But of course, that's assuming the husband knows about it. It's the day that the husband knows about it is when the neder's ability to be mayfired, to be nullified, comes into play. Now, the husband only has that period of time to be made for the neder. So here the Mechaber is telling us that when it's dealing with a husband to be made for his wife's nedarim, he has to be made for it if he hears about it on Shabbos. He can't wait till Motzei Shabbos. He can't wait till it's a time that it's not Shabbos and you have a problem with being made for a neder. The neder will become fully effective. So therefore, even if it's not Litzorech Mitzvah, even if it's not Litzorech Shabbos, the Mechaber is telling us over there the husband is allowed to be made for his wife's nedarim. Mipnei shim lo yofir lo hayom, because if he doesn't do it on Shabbos, lo yuchal od lahafirim, then he's never again allowed to go be made for the neder. He has to do it biyom shomo, on the day that he hears about the neder. That's his one opportunity to be made for it. If he agrees to it, or if he's not made for it, so then that neder will be fully effective. Now, the Mishnah Berurah tells us in Sif Katan Gimel that the husband to be made for Nidre Ishto, Vuhadin Av Lebito Nara. As I mentioned, the same halacha applies for a father to his daughter when she's still a Nara. A Nara goes up until the age of 12 and a half. So when his daughter reaches that age, the father can no longer be made for the Nadarm. Until that age, the father has the right to be made for his daughter's Nadarm. The issue footnote number 9 brings down that this period of time, as I mentioned, is 12 years and 6 months. And he says in a leap year it also is 12 years and 6 months. You don't go by half of the year, you go by the actual months. And then the period of time after that, she's no longer under her father's rishus, and the father no longer has the right to be made for her nedarim if she doesn't have a husband. So then the only way she can do hataras nedarim with a chacham is the standard way of being matir neder. The Mishnah Berurah continues, and he says, "Isa biyoredeya simin reish lamedala sivchav dalid dechashemayfer b'shabbos lo yomar la mufor lichi kemosh omer b'chol." That when the father over here is mefer his daughter's nedarim, or the husband is mefer his wife's nedarim, they shouldn't use the normal lashon of mufor lichi, that I am going over here and being mefer your neder, the way that he would do it on a weekday. Ella, what should he say? Mefer umevatel neder b'libo. He should be mefer the neder, should nullify the neder in his heart, and he should say to her, v'omer lo, tali v'ichli, go and take this food item. For example, she said, I'm not going to eat. So he should be mefer the neder in his heart and tell her, go and eat. Tali ushsi, go and drink. If she made a neder, that she wouldn't go and drink. The Dirshu footnote number 10 explains the rationale over here, By Hataras Nedar on Shabbos, when a Chochem is allowed to be Matir and Nedar on Shabbos, so the Miri writes, Sheish Lomar Kederach Shomer B'chol. There you don't have to do it in a different way, because the Lashon of Tliva Achli, go and eat over here, is not Shayach over here, other than with a father to his daughter, or a husband to a wife, in terms of giving them Rishus, or telling them to go and do this. And the Kivan Shebevatlan is a Nedar B'libam, when the father or the husband over here is a mefer the neder in his heart, he's mavatal in his heart, yicholim lomar lehem, he can go tell him, b'derech tzivui, so to say, go and eat, as opposed to a basting. However, why do you have to change the lashon from a weekday? So the Levush explains, this is a covered Shabbos. Why not just say, mufer lichi? So he says, because it's covered Shabbos. Shalo hitir, shalo lahatir nedorim b'shabbos, b'osa lashon, sh'osa kemi osa chol. You shouldn't go and be mefer on the same way you do on a weekday on Shabbos, to give extra cover to Shabbos. He also brings down another reason from Chidushim of Rabbeinu Avram in Ahar, brought down from the Gemara in Adarim, where he writes, the Lashon of Tli V'achli, go and eat, is also a bigger kavod, so to say that on Shabbos. Shari Nosein Es HaMaichol L'Fanel. He either gives the food to her, or Shomolo Shetuchlenu L'Chavod Shabbos, or he says, go and eat it L'Chavod Shabbos. And therefore, that's a nicer way to say it on Shabbos. But he adds, V'hosif Shevadei Shemilu Lashon Zu, Gam B'Mosechol. If he would use this language on a weekday, it would also work just as well. Furthermore, Dirsha footnote number 10 continues, and he says, "V'chein le'inyan nusach ha'afara b'shar ha'adarm shemay for habal li'ishto." It's not only for this food over here, go and eat, go and drink, but any type of hafaris nadarm that he does, if he does it on Shabbos, so the Pesach Dir says, it's brought down in the Kav HaChayim, that according to the Levush over here, that you have to do it l'kavod Shabbos, yesh l'shanos, you should also do all the other types of hafaras nadarm with a different nusach than you do it on a weekday. You shouldn't say the same way you do it on a weekday, but you should say, let's say she made a nether, I won't go to such and such a place. You should say over here, l'chi l'mako mahu. He should be made for the nether in his heart and tell her, go to this place or do this thing that you said you wouldn't do. But he also points out, kishachachem matu nedar mishabbos, when a chachem is matu nether, so the Pesach Dvir writes, shein sarach l'shanos es loshon ha'tor l'kovet Shabbos. You don't have to change it around at all. Why? Kivin shein matir nedar melon tzarach Shabbos, because by definition, you only do ha'toras nedar for something that's tzarach Shabbos. So, for example, eating or drinking. In Cain, b'ze'atzmu nikar yosher kovet Shabbos. That is kovet Shabbos by doing this hataras nedarim, and therefore you don't have to change the nusach around in any way because it's recognizable. The Mishnah Berurah continues and writes, u'pashut, it's clear. De'im habal einu yodea adayin minidre ishto. If the husband doesn't know about his wife's nedarim, again, b'yom shamo, the pasuk says, you have to go be made for neder on the day that you hear it. So, if the husband doesn't hear it on Shabbos, v'hu shelo l'tzor Shabbos, and it's a neder that has nothing to do with Shabbos, so it's much better, the Mishmur says, yosef tov shelo lo dielo b'Shabbos, at achra Shabbos. Don't tell him about the neder on Shabbos, it has nothing to do with Shabbos, wait till after Shabbos, and then the Yom Shamo will be Sunday, and then he can be made for the neder on Sunday, rather than have to do it on Shabbos. K'dei shelo yitzarech lohafir b'Shabbos b'yom Hashmiyah. This way, Shabbos won't be the Yom Shamo, he won't have to be made for the neder on Shabbos, which is not l'tzor Shabbos, so we prefer not to do that. You have no choice because it's Yom Shamo, fine, but if he doesn't know about it, so don't tell him on Shabbos, tell him on Sunday. And the same thing would be, the same thing would be if the woman said, I will not do this thing for a certain period of time. Vazman kol b'Shabbos. So let's say she said, I won't go visit your family. And she said, I won't do this for 3 days. And the third day ends on Shabbos. So she'd be allowed to go anyway on Shabbos. So then don't be made for the neder on Shabbos. Ein rashoy l'hofer. He's not allowed to be made for that neder on Shabbos because hechosh shadover ein olutzor Shabbos. It's absolutely not going to be for Shabbos anyway. And kivin d'lemocha sharia. And anyway, they'll be able to go tomorrow because the neder is over and they wouldn't be able to go on Shabbos. They'd have to travel by car, so they can't go on Shabbos. So it'd only be going on Sunday anyway. So loma yasid dover shalol tzorach hayom. Therefore, there's no need to do this. It's not a true tzorach hayom. So preferable in these situations, don't tell the father or the husband that the wife or the daughter made the neder, and if it's a neder that was a time-limited neder, that Shabbos is going to end it anyway, don't go and be made for the neder. V'dam l'shelas nedarim. The same thing is by shelas nedarim. She'osu l'hatir heichos shadover ein l'tzorach Shabbos. Just like you can't do a taras nedarim for something that's not a tzorach Shabbos, if there is no tzorach of biyom shamo over here, it just won't be applicable, so then we don't allow you to do it on Shabbos as well. Then the Mechaber had said that you're allowed to go and be made for your wife's nedarim because otherwise you'd have no other choice. So he brings down she'ena yochel sivkat n'dalet. The Mishmur says she'ena yochel l'hofer ela biyom shamo davka. As I've already mentioned, you must do it as the pasuk says biyom shamo and only that day, as the pasuk says the tziv biyom shamo on the day that you're here. Now, how do we define that? He says, "Vafilu shama b'Shabbos somel chashecha kodi mitzias haShabbos mutal hofer." Even if you heard it 5 minutes before the end of Shabbos, you're allowed to be made for the neder because the zman hafarasa lo haven meyes leis. We don't say he heard it. The skis at 7 o'clock. He hears the neder at 6:50. We don't say, "Well, you have till 6:49 p.m. on Sunday." No, it doesn't work. Meyes leis 24 hours. El osa yom bovad. It works only for that specific day, and therefore you only have 5 more minutes till Shabbos is over. Dainuim shama b'layla. If you hear it Friday night, then you can do it to have forest and dorm anytime you want on Friday night, anytime you want on Shabbos during the day. But if you heard it, you know, just right before the chashecha, right before the shkia, you must be made for the neder right before the night is over, or else it's too late. Then the yom shomo has passed, and the neder automatically kicks in, and you can't be made for it anymore. Now, Dirshu footnote number 11 asks, he brings down from the Ran, the Chidushi Ran, in the Gemara in Shabbos, Madua Mutal Laba Lohofer Es Nidre Yishto B'Shabbos. Why do we allow this whole din over here? Kishe Ein Behem Yishum Tzorach Shabbos, if there is no Tzorach Shabbos, because you know what? So the husband won't be able to do it because it's beyond Biyom Shemo. But no, you know what you can do? Let her go to a Chacham and do Hat Torah the Dorm on Sunday, and that would work. So why don't we allow this? Why do we allow the husband to be made for the Nether and don't insist that she just... Not, if it's not when Tzorach Shabbos, don't have the husband made for the neder, and let her wait till Sunday and do Hataras the Darmin abased it. So he brings down a very important point. The Ran says, She'ein odem rotzesh tetizbaze ishto ayideh Hataras chom. That when you have to go to a basting, you have to bring a woman out into a public display like that, that's not proper. And therefore, the rabbis allowed the husband to be made for even shelo litzorich on Shabbos, rather than have to put the wife through such a busha and go to the basting on Sunday. The issue footnote number 13 brings down, Vim Shoma es haneder mibod yom, v'rotze lohofer, if the husband heard the neder before the day started. So he heard it mibod yom. V'rotze lohofer lo bein hashmashos shel osu ayom, and he wants to be made for it during the bein hashmashos. How do we view the bein hashmashos period of time? Is that called b'yom shamo or not? So the Prima Gadim brings down, she'en yoch lohofer es nidro. That's, no, not allowed to. That's considered the next day. But he says the zman hafaras nadaru is only until shkia. So the shkia is the critical factor, the sun setting. On the other hand, in the Sefer Kinui Nidarim and the Sefer Nidre's reason, they write Lamaisa, they're not sure if this is the Haloch Lamaisa, Tzorich Yin. They're not going to paskin this Shiloh over here. Now we go to Sif Beis. The Mechaber writes, Mi shenishba lasos melocha pelonis, Azman ploni. If a man says, I'm going to do such a melocha, he swears he's going to do it. He makes a neder that he's going to do such a melocha. Until this time, I'm going to complete this task by this day. And he still hasn't completed it, and now it's the very last day. And that day happens to be Shabbos. So now, he's not going to be able to complete this task on Shabbos. We're talking about something that is also to do on Shabbos. So now, if you don't do Hataras Nedarim, this person is going to violate his neder. And there is a good way to be Matir Neder over here. There is a Pesach. There is an opening over here. There is a legitimate way to be Matir the Neder. So then, Nishal and Afilu B'Shabbos. Then, in order to prevent him from being over his Neder, that's called Tzorech Mitzvah. That's a need over here, not to violate his Neder. So we would allow to do Hataras Nedarim over here on Shabbos, even though the Neder is not Letzorech Shabbos. It's not Letzorech Mitzvah, other than the fact that this way he won't violate the Neder that he did, and therefore we allow him to do so. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkon Hay explains, V'osam Lachu Dovash Asu Lasos B'Yom HaShabbos. As I mentioned, if this was something he could do on Shabbos, he says, I'll bring this sefer up to the dining room and learn with it for an hour, and he hasn't done it yet, so go do it on Shabbos, and don't violate your nether, and go learn from the sefer. But if we're talking here about, he says, I'm going to build this shed over here, and I'm going to do it, he promises his wife, makes a shvua, nether, he's going to tell his wife, I'm going to finish this by 7 days, and the 7 days, it's Shabbos, and he hasn't done it yet, so then he has to be matir nether, we're allowed to do this in order not to allow him to be violating his nether. Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Vav explains, what do you mean you have a Pesach over here, he has an opening? So, v'hu adin dafilu meinlo Pesach. We would allow to do Hataras Nedarim even if the person doesn't have a legitimate reason to explain why he wouldn't have made the neder l'chatchila. That's called the Pesach. If I had known this, then I never would have made the neder. But he's obviously regretting that he made the neder, even though he has no legitimate reason to regret the neder, be made for nullify his neder just based upon the fact that he's regretting the neder. So that also works. Gam kein matirin lo kedesh lo yavar al nidro. We also allow this, brings down the name of the Prima Gadim, that you're allowed to do so even if there is no Pesach. just from charata. Again, the difference of Pesach is a legitimate thing. I won't speak to that person because I think he's a bum. Oh, then you find out he's not a bum. He's a big Talmud Chacham. So then that's your Pesach, that if I know that he was a Talmud Chacham, I never would have made the neder. That's a Pesach. Charata is, well, he's a bum. I'm sorry I made the neder, though, because I need to speak with him. So therefore, that's called charata. And one could even be matir and neder if it's only for charata, as the Mishnah Berurah now tells us. Ach b'emes, the din really is, halo yochel lasus mecharata, guf for Pesach. Charata itself is a Pesach, the shoal and low, that you're allowed to go be matir and neder to ask a Chacham, can I go be matir and neder, based upon just, I regret that I made the neder. Ilu hayo yodea sheyischarit lebesof Al Nidro. If a person says, listen, if I'd known at the beginning when I made the nether that I'd ultimately be sorry they made the nether, that in and of itself, this charata is a Pesach. O Shuaso, or likewise by Yeshua, Himayim Makabala Atzma Lechatchila Dover Zeb Ben Neder Yeshua. He never would have gone and made such a neder Yeshua if he'd known that he would later on regret it. O Kishamei Shivlab, and we tell him, would you have made such a neder if you know that you're not going to regret it? And he says, no, I would not have. So then, Matir and Lo, that is a good Hataras Nedarim reason. Charota, we accept Lemaisa, as we learn Kemavua Biyoredeya Simon Reish Chav Ches Siv Zayin in the Hago in the Rama over there, and we allow you to do this Afilu B'Shabbos. We said. Mishmur Sivkot and Zayin explains, Shimlo Tatiru Lo Hayom, if we don't allow that Taurus and Dharma Hayom, he's going to violate his Shua, Eshua So Yavar, Alo Yachel Dvor, and we have a law that you shouldn't go and not fulfill what you said. Therefore, this would be an Isser over here, and therefore you're allowed to be Mati Neder on Shabbos. Now we go to Siv Gimel. The Mechaber writes, Noagu Lahatir Chermei HaKol B'Shabbos. We have the custom that we allow a Nidoy, a excommunication that the Tzibur puts somebody into, to go and be matir that excommunication on Shabbos. Afal pish animal tzar Shabbos, even though it has no need to be done on Shabbos, this person has no impact of this din in regard to his chayrim over here in regards to tzarach Shabbos, but nevertheless we allow this. And the Ramah says these dinim were discussed earlier of ayin le'el, sof simon shin vav, which we'll see in a moment what that is. The Mishmur says over here in Sivkot and Ches, lefi she'ein derech lios kenufyo el b'Shabbos. The reason why the rabbis allow this is because people don't gather. Now the tzibur put him into chayrim, so the tzibur needs to be there present when they take him out of Chayim. And since there normally weren't large gatherings except on Shabbos, if we did not allow this, v'im lo yatiru lo, if we don't allow this Hataras Nedarim on Shabbos, lo yis'asu b'yom acher, it will be difficult for him to gather all the people and have his excommunication taken away. V'im so shelo yeh lo het li'olam. And therefore, if we don't allow it on Shabbos, there'll almost never be an opportunity to do it on a weekday, and therefore the guy will be excommunicated forever. And therefore, this is equivalent, v'heve kenidre ishto d'shari. The Beis Yosef brings down, this is therefore the equivalent of b'yom shomo. If the husband doesn't do it now, im lo achshav emasai, he won't have any other time to do it, so too over here. When the tzibur is gathered, it's only on Shabbos. If we don't allow him to have his excommunication put aside with the tzibur present, so then it will never be done. And therefore we allow it. And the Mishnah Berurah says also from the Ramah, V'ayin le'el b'simen shinvav b'mishnah Berurah sif katan nun aleph, where he comments on that over there, and we can see this in Dershu footnote number 15, where we bring down that we said over there, the Mishnah Berurah, sh'af shemash b'ramah shom, even though the Ramah says, sh'rach chermei tzibur matirim b'shabbos, that these communal excommunications are allowed to be done on Shabbos, nevertheless he brings down for the Rishonim, that are brought down in the Beis Yosef over there, it's not only the community's been excommunicated, even if the community excommunicated an individual, mutter lahatir b'Shabbos, you're allowed to go and remove that excommunication on Shabbos, since he won't be able to gather the people together easily. And that concludes today's share.